So we know it's dangerous to be black in America. It's certainly dangerous to be black in Buncombe County, Asheville, North Carolina.
So you think, you say it's dangerous to be black in Buncombe County?
Yeah. It's dangerous to be black anywhere, right?
Yesterday, we did go to Asheville, North Carolina, which is Buncombe County, to see if David Stephen Bell was going to walk through the courtroom doors. He was supposed to have a court date on yesterday, which was February the 5th. And of course, this is the 51-year-old white man who viciously hit a 12-year-old black girl in the face. I mean, that punch was like a Mike Tyson punch. Knocked her to the ground. This happened at the Asheville Mall last month. A few black girls were getting into a fight, a melee. He got in the middle of it and viciously punched this black girl in the face. It was horrific. This is BJ Murphy of the 20-Minute Morning Show. Along with the Charlotte Peacekeepers, we got a chance to talk to some people who were standing around the courthouse about this incident.
I was out there that night.
You was out there that night?
I was across the street, kept waiting on my bus. But that was kind of, I said, put it to you like this, you know, what he did was wrong. There's no excuse for it. But at the same time, why was she out there by herself like that? What he did, he going to be held accountable for it. He's going to court for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's look at the bigger picture.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I would have got into it because, see, he come all the way from up down the street there to get into it. And it wasn't his daughter, was it?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So what business was it?
What business was he of? So, you know, it's a tick for tack that he was dead wrong. Regardless, you don't put your hand on no child, right?
Yeah.
But I was the parent that with this child, the supervisor, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it probably wouldn't have happened if an adult had been with him.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't have been carrying on like that. So, yes, I'm totally down on him, but
community responsibility.
Yeah, it's community responsibility, you know, that just go to show the role models ain't in them houses.
What was the energy like that night?
The energy was bad out there at that mall that night.
Oh my gosh! Come out! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh Bill! Oh my gosh! This is heavenly!
It was real bad. I heard it across the street. They were hollering and screaming, you know, and I guess it was her. Mm-hmm. I said, man, what in the world going on? So, I knew my bus was on the way out, so I started to walk back over there, but I'm not walking back over there to get in that. Because if I'd have punched him or somebody had punched him, then, you know, what was their position? Mm-hmm. Now that's two people in jail. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. You just gotta pray and learn from it. We as Afro-Americans and the white community need to learn from that. You know what I mean? You know, it's bad on both sides. It's not good for either or. But he was dead wrong. You know, and I don't even want to think about him. You know,
right.
You know, but I just wish a parent had been there. Maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Okay, I know he said he heard everything that was going on down there and his bus was coming, so he had to go catch his bus. But, you know, at some point, brothers, the black woman needs the black man to stand up for them. We talked to some sisters out there as well. What do y'all think about the black woman, the young black girl that was 12 years old that was hit by the man at the mall? Do you remember that story?
I do.
What do you don't mind me recording this, right? I use it for my radio show.
No, okay.
What do you think about
it? Okay, so I feel like it was very inappropriate. He should have acted like a man and tried to break it up, whatever it was, because I heard that there was a fight going on between the black girls and then a white girl. Mm. And so he should have just acted like a man and broke it up and controlled his temper. Mm-hmm. Just completely. Just that's how I feel.
What's your thoughts on the response of the men in the community? You think they responded properly to defending her?
I don't think that they should have went after him or anything like that. Violence is just something that I just feel like you can veer away from. Completely. And so I do feel like that he should be convicted of assault on a female and a minor, period.
I realized that what took place shouldn't have taken place, but it was absolutely ridiculous to have a grown man hit a child. I have a 10-year-old, and At the same time, I wish parents would supervise their children more because this world is absolutely crazy. We just all need Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. That's all I got to say.
Okay. You had a comment?
I mean, it's wrong. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's bad, but violence happens everywhere.
I think we're losing the feeling of defending our women and protecting them. Yeah. Do y'all feel protected as women in the community?
I mean, I'm protected by God. That's how I look at it. So I don't really fear people. I don't.
My opinion is, I think that it's a call out to fathers for them to be in people's life and for them to man up and take protection over their families and household. It's really sad when a man hits a woman, but it'll probably go back to their childhood of what they've seen. So hoping that men could step up.
The Charlotte, North Carolina peacekeepers made their way down to the courthouse in Buncombe County. Here's Brother Norman Muhammad, the leader of the Charlotte Peacekeepers.
Hey, gonna see what's going on. Gonna see how we can, can influence anybody, anything. With a positive peace statement. And we present for peace right now.
That's right.
We gonna keep allowing the disrespect of our own to ourselves, let alone from outside our community to continue to disrespect us and get away with it. At some point, we have to take a stand.
Coming up on the 20-Minute Morning Show, why is it dangerous to be black in Buncombe County? We're going to hear from the white clergy in Asheville, North Carolina, right after the news.
It's Wednesday, February 6th. I'm Alexander Caden, and this is UIN Urban Internet News Uncut. R. Kelly is announcing a new tour, but it won't be here in the United States. The embattled entertainer announced on social media that he'll be going to Australia, New Zealand, and Sri Lanka. And there's more. Singer R. Kelly has been symbolically banned from ever stopping by for a visit in the city of brotherly love. The Philadelphia City Council unanimously passed a resolution to mute R. Kelly. The bill doesn't officially forbid the R&B singer from physically visiting the city. It simply serves as a public declaration that the city doesn't want his ass there. Less than a week after surviving a reportedly racist and homophobic attack, Empire star Jussie Smollett took the stage in his first appearance since the incident. Speaking out about the assault in an appearance in West Hollywood, the actor delivered a message of hope and resilience. Smollett clarified details on the attack, noting that he had suffered bruises but no broken ribs and had gone to a doctor promptly. He also said he was not hospitalized and his physicians in Los Angeles and Chicago had gave him the green light to perform. Chicago detectives are in the midst of a hate crime investigation, collecting video, looking for potential witnesses, and drawing up a timeline of the event in an effort to get to the bottom of this case. California's governor has named a black woman, Dr. Nadine Burke Harris, as California's first ever Surgeon General. Dr. Harris is founder and chief executive of the Center for Youth Wellness in San Francisco, which aims to improve the health of children exposed to toxic stress and trauma early in life. Actor Liam Neeson is insisting he's not a racist following an explosive interview where he said he once went looking to kill any, quote, black bastard, unquote, after his friend was raped nearly 40 years ago. Neeson, who described his past feelings for violence as horrible and a life lesson, said he shared his handling of his friend's sexual assault after being asked how, as an actor, he taps into anger and a desire for revenge. Well, it looks like something else about the president is not looking good. President Trump's inaugural committee has received a subpoena for documents from prosecutors who are reportedly probing the group for crimes including conspiracy to defraud the U.S., mail fraud, false statements, and money laundering. The writ for documents was issued by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office just weeks after it emerged the nonprofit organization was under investigation over alleged misspending of the $107 million it had raised from donors. The investigation is reportedly examining whether some of the committee's donors gave money in exchange for policy concessions, influencing administration positions, or access to the incoming administration. The president surprised me at the State of the Union address. He surprised me with his ability to remember so many names, events, dates, and it seems everything else. And all of it without a teleprompter. How the hell was he able to remember all of that? Okay, now this abuse thing may be going a little bit too far. It seems as though several witnesses and one of the world's most foremost primatologists have said that Michael Jackson may have abused Bubbles, his chimpanzee. I was really wondering when somebody was going to bring this shit up. Jack Gordon, the ex-husband of LaToya Jackson, says he saw Michael Jackson physically harming the chimpanzee. The 35-year-old Bubbles is now residing at the Center for Great Apes in Florida after Jackson gave him away in the mid-90s. Damn, if he gave away Bubbles, I hate to see what he would have done to that damn rat he sang about named Ben. For more news and information for and about people of color, visit our website at uinews.net. I'm Alexander Caden, and you've been listening to UIN, Urban Internet News, Uncut.
What do you do here in Asheville?
I'm a pastor, and so I do a lot of work around justice, particularly racial justice. So we do a lot of anti-racist work here, and particularly looking at systems and the way that they impact people.
You're in Buncombe County.
Buncombe County, North Carolina.
So what are your thoughts about the case with David Stephen Bell, with him beating on the 12-year-old girl? You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I cut that through multiple lenses. So I used to do youth ministry. And so one of the things that youth ministry will tell you, right, is the adult is always the one with the power, right? Yeah. And you layer that in with race, and you've got, you know, there is absolutely no excuse, right, for cold cocking a teenage girl,
yeah,
in a public space.
Right. What is the white community saying about it? I know what the black community says. What is mostly...
It's an outrage, although, you know, these kind of incidences show me just how far we have to go in our anti-racist work, because we know that people don't have a systems analysis, or if they do, they don't have a clue as to how racism works in America today. And so as a white person, as a white clergy person, I have to do a lot of work with my particularly white Christian siblings to begin to understand how racism operates at all its different levels. Now, it doesn't matter what the child is doing, the adult always has the responsibility. So there's like absolutely zero excuse for that. But you know, we've seen that multiple times. We saw a police officer that shoved a young African-American woman to the ground. So we know it's dangerous to be black in America, and certainly dangerous to be black in Buncombe County, Asheville, North Carolina.
So you think, you say it's dangerous to be black in Buncombe County?
Yeah. It's dangerous to be black anywhere, right?
Yeah, of course.
And that's
yeah.
just being real. Yeah. Because we know that there's forces and systems of oppression, right,
yeah.
that are absolutely dangerous and deadly. You know, so we've seen multiple examples of that here that have been very, very public. And that's not the stuff that, you know, we don't know what we're not seeing publicly,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But when a young teenage girl who's African-American goes to the mall with her friends and ends up being struck
yeah.
in the face
right.
by an adult white man
yeah.
who has power
yeah.
on every level, you know, that's just egregious to me, egregious
yeah.
behavior. But it's revealing, you know, we're in a time that if we can witness what's happening, the veil is being pulled back.
Are you surprised at the response? Do you think that the black community should have been more outraged than they are?
Well, I'm not going to speak for the black community because that's not my job as a white person. But I will say that we need to be more outraged in general in this community when something happens to a young woman like that. I think, and it speaks volumes, and we can look back through history, right, of how women of color were treated by white men. Clearly, that gentleman didn't think twice on cold clocking this young
child. He walked in the circle. He could have very easily walked back out of it.
He's responsible for his behavior.
Got a chance to talk to some young brothers in Nashville on yesterday. They were outside the courthouse and asked them what they thought about David Stephen Bell punching the 12-year-old black girl in the face at the Asheville Mall.
Yeah, that was actually one of my cousins.
She your cousin?
Yeah, she's my younger cousin. I just found that out. It was definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Just him being a man and her being a young child, but it is for us, though, you know.
I had a white lady tell me today, she said, it's dangerous for a black man to live in Buncombe County. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, he can tell you more of that.
What's your name there, brother?
My name is Tristan Mayweather.
All right, you from Asheville?
Yes, sir.
So is it dangerous for you to be black in Buncombe County?
Yes, sir. The police don't try to shoot me numerous times.
Really?
Label me armed and dangerous for misdemeanor crimes that have nothing to do with a pistol.
Wow.
They have came to my mom's house with ARs and all kind of guns. They'll arrest me for misdemeanor charges, misdemeanor possession of marijuana or something. Then they come to my house with guns and all kind of crazy stuff.
And you never been charged with a crime?
Not with any violent crime.
Right. I mean, what are y'all thinking, man? You know, there ain't that many black people in Buncombe County. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's just we got to try to make the best out we can and stay out the way.
All right, jump, bro.
I'm scared to go to college soon, so that's why.
What you going to study?
Most likely engineering.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
you want to build something there?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, go ahead. We need engineers, man.
Yeah, I know.
We're trying to build a nation, man. We're trying to be independent, you know what I'm saying? So if you get that engineering degree,
definitely
go out and do for self and build something. See all these? Look at that building right over there.
Oh, I already know.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Come on, man. You could do it, man.
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
18. About to be 19.
I'm 54
this year.
Years old, bro. Yeah. If I could trade bodies with you right now, I'd jump. Knowing what I know now?
Stuff I go through, man, I don't think you want it.
All right. Well, look, number one thing, get knowledge yourself.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love to learn. That's my passion.
Fall in love with yourself and everything else fall into place.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank all the beautiful people in Asheville, North Carolina for being on the 20-Minute Morning Show, a product of Inside Urban Media, written and produced by BJ Murphy from our studios in Charlotte, North Carolina. Please use the share button to post on your social media and subscribe to our podcast. Tell your friends about it too, y'all. The 20-Minute Morning Show, it can be heard on the following podcasting platforms like Spotify, Stitcher, Overcast, Google Podcasts, Apple iTunes Podcast, Radio Public, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Anchor.fm, and SoundCloud. Want to thank Sean Sunday, our producer, Marjan Parham. Want to thank Brother Norman of the Charlotte Peacekeepers for being on the show, and Brother Jarvis. The 20-Minute Morning Show is available for download weekday mornings at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday. Y'all have a good one. We'll be back on the show tomorrow. Peace.